Get into the meat of where I want to go next. Clarification for David and Mike is, is a driver required to keep a logbook if they are driving a farm vehicle in interstate commerce as opposed to intrastate?
With a CDL.
Correct, with a CDL.
Mr. Chair, take the CDL out of it. It really doesn't matter whether you have a CDL or not. A logbook is required today for anybody operating in interstate commerce. If they operate over 100 air miles from where they start in the morning.
Okay, that only applies to interstate commerce, 100 miles and further, air miles.
Right. Well, I'm not including intrastate farmers in that.
Right. Intrastate farmers within the 100 miles, air miles, do not have to keep a logbook.
Correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Terry?
Why on page 12 of this book, and we had discussed this amongst ourselves a minute ago, why is under part 391, 150-mile air miles, and part 395, 100 air miles? What is the... Explain that to me, please.
Mike?
Mr. Casper, Mr. Chair, they are... Esteemed congressman in Washington, D.C., wrote it that way.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Sure, sure, Terry.
Which wrote down, 100 or 150?
Both. Both are from various different federal laws passed by Congress, providing an exemption from the basic rule. And in one, they wrote 150 miles, and in the other, they wrote 100 miles. Two different laws, two different...
Dean?
And that's where it came from.
I thought, or my understanding was, is the 150 air miles was the exemption that they granted Oregon, because that was what was passed in the Oregon legislature.
All of these came right straight out of the federal regulations.
Dean, pull your mic down so that the recorder can... Okay. The chair recognizes Representative Dan Doyle. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate that. Brad?
Well, the one thing I wanted to get to was the level one and level two inspections. I'm a wheat farmer, so you're gonna say I'm involved in interstate commerce, and I'm going to be subject to a level one inspection. Is it safe to say, though, most of the time you're going to just do a level two inspection because of timing? I mean, I can't imagine you're going to want to spend an hour inspecting every wheat farmer's truck. Is that a true statement?
David?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Anderson, that is a true statement. I will tell you that in Oregon, a level one inspection takes on average about 25 minutes. Today in Oregon, the majority of the inspections that are done at our fixed facilities, like at a weigh station, would be a level one, a complete inspection. And again, they average around 25 minutes. Our level two inspections, that are just the walk-around variety, usually are conducted by our police officers that are trained. And those result from a truck that perhaps is speeding or doing something on the road, violated the traffic law. The police officer would stop the truck, enforce the traffic law, and then be a certified truck inspector, understanding how they're on the side of the road or the highway, he or she would do a quick level two inspection as long as they had the truck stopped. That's generally how the system works in Oregon.
Brett?
If I could just have a follow-up question. The most common case in my area is jump scales that are set up as farmers are hauling their wheat to the elevator. And so now you're weighing the trucks. Are you going to be performing level one inspections at these sites, or are you going to be doing level two inspections?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Anderson, it's my belief that, as we've indicated many times, that we don't believe farm trucks cause a lot of accidents because of the condition of the equipment. So but I would suspect that we would continue to weigh the trucks at these jump scales. But unless there is something completely unusual, as I was stating during the break, that a wheel or a tire was going to fall off, I really don't believe that we would direct our resource to an area where we won't see the biggest bang for our buck.
And just yes. One last comment, and I guess that's the, my main concern, the crux of the problem. People are hauling their crops in, they, you know, we, you know, efficiency and being able to get back to the field, we just, you know, we're just concerned with backlogs of trucks lined up somewhere being inspected. I hope that wouldn't be the case.
I will say that the exception to your rule, David, regarding farm trucks, may not be American farm trucks, but I have farmed off of the Rio Grande 12 miles, and I can assure you that Mexican trucks are a serious danger on our highways. Jean.
Well, it makes me feel better if, because I guess I was thinking if you're weighing the trucks anyway, and that happens regularly at harvest, that since your personnel is already there, that it might be convenient to be doing additional inspecting as well. And I was thinking that that might be a tendency or a trend that starts happening. If that's not the case, you know, if I can only provide security to our membership that you could provide me. And if we could have some security that that's what your practice is going to be, that would be very helpful, and it would eliminate a lot of concerns. But I don't think you're going to be able to do that.
Ed?
Mr. Chair, this is Bill Johnson. Motor Carrier Transportation Division of ODOT recently went through a Secretary of State audit about our weighing program. And one of the concerns that they pointed out was that we weigh more trucks on the secondary roads. So when I said that if we don't have a lot of problems with the farm truck mechanically to begin with, why would we direct our resources there? To me, that would be comforting. But the other part was when we're directed to do more weighings, I think that adds to that choice that ODOT needs to be out there weighing more trucks, not inspecting trucks that don't have a history of causing accidents in the state of Oregon. So that may help as well.
Dean?
Mr. Chairman, a question that the answer might be in here and I just haven't found it, but I ask that the money that we get from, you're not invisible now, the money we get from you, if that included the farm trucks in Oregon now, because there was some ratio that's how Oregon got its, what, $2.3 million per year or something. And it might be in here, but I'm just not.
Yes. I think it is somewhere.
It is. Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Kelly, where is that?
On the first page, third paragraph.
Okay.
It turns out that the number of registered vehicles is not a factor. MCSAT funds are allocated to the states on the basis of road miles, vehicle miles traveled, population, and special fuel consumption.
Oh, okay.
The calculation of vehicle miles traveled takes into account of all vehicles, including farm vehicles. But it's not how many vehicles you have.
Okay. Okay, and the next paragraph describes how those funds are split up to the agencies.
Yeah.
So forth.
Okay.
So where, committee, we've got a few minutes left. Where I'd like for us to go here is to start talking about what kind of viable solutions that we can brainstorm at, and then do the what ifs in the meantime between now and our next meeting, to how that we can meet the requirements equitably for interstate only commerce regarding farm trucks. How could we accomplish the inspections to meet the requirements or satisfy the federal government in this particular area in farm trucks only engaged in interstate? How could we do that? What ideas do we have that we can accomplish that? And let's try to cover the full gamut of ideas. It's clear based on what the information ODOT's provided us with here today and what they've said, they don't have the personnel to inspect all farm trucks engaged in interstate commerce. So how do we get that accomplished? If they don't have the people to do it, and the agencies they contract with don't have the people or the time to do it, how do we get it done? Kelly?
Mr. Chair, it isn't a matter, the audit doesn't point out how many trucks we must inspect. It's pointing out that the law simply says that farm trucks are exempt, and they're saying you can't exempt them. So if you change the statute to simply clarify that that exemption is intrastate, that will satisfy the federal audit and protect the money that's used for the safety program for the trucks that are causing problems.
Indeed, but however, then that create, if we change the statute,
right,
then we have a semantics problem of how do these guys sitting around the table here,
right,
that transport interstate, how do they accomplish the inspections program?
Right.
That has to be part of this discussion.
No,
and I would think
I know
there would have to be either some rulemaking or actual statutory language to put into place some kind of mechanism for accomplishing those inspections.
Well, I just wanted you to know, I want to make sure we weren't going down the path of worrying about a quota or a certain number. When you said they don't have enough, and so how do we make sure they get the inspections done? There isn't a number of inspections that we need to do. It's simply making them subject to an inspection that we need to do.
Right, and if we're subject to then, by changing the statute to allow the state then to
right
make those interstate inspections, this gets, how we accomplish that gets to the issue of these people's concern, and my concern as a farmer, of what happens if you're in the middle of harvest and your trucks have to move back and forth so fast, and you get into a circumstance where maybe you cross a saturation weight scale program and you're stopped, how do we equitably as a farmer say, I'm not subject to this because I'm doing intrastate, or I am subject to this, and here's my paperwork that shows we've already done this,
right,
blah, blah, blah. Terry and then Jean.
I'd like to refer this question to our invisible federal employee. I realize you probably can't answer this, but at this particular meeting, but it's food for thought. Would the federal people be satisfied with a level two inspections rather than a level one inspection? Because I don't think there'd be a farmer that would complain having some guy walk around, make sure our lights and tires and that sort of thing were up to snuff at an inspection, instead of having to go through the level two, I mean level one.
Mr. Casper, Mr. Chairman, the level of inspection, the number of inspections, is totally dependent upon state policy. Page three, the second and third paragraphs, we begin talking about in this document the commercial vehicle safety plan, and that's an upfront plan that focuses on vehicles, companies, and whatever that are involved in accidents, crashes. We're trying to reduce that. Up front, the analysis done by the state, based upon your already existing actions, is going to say the level of enforcement that's already existing is satisfactory because there aren't accidents. The level of enforcement that needs to be done needs to be increased because the accidents are going up and we need to figure out why and where. What we are talking about, again, is their ability to look if necessary. Not the requirement to look. It's that if necessary.
Okay, but then that, you know, this is kind of a chicken or egg approach here, because you want the ability to look. We as farmers are concerned about complying, making sure we're in compliance in case you do look.
Right.
Okay, and how do we get that done equitably, Gene?
So we could pass a state law giving the authority for state officers to inspect farm trucks that operate in interstate commerce, and they would have the authority to do level two inspection. Would the state still receive federal money?
I don't know. Probably not. That's my opinion up front. But at the same time, without any restriction, if you were to read the commercial vehicle safety plan, I guarantee you there's not a focus on farm vehicles. I have the authority to go out and investigate or inspect every farm vehicle involved in interstate commerce right now. Therefore, I have the authority to go in and inspect the motor carrier, check your records, check your maintenance records. I'm not doing that. I am focusing on the companies involved in accidents.
Kelly, you want to further clarify?
No, I'll wait.
Okay.
I mean, I think we're going down where I thought I wanted.
We needed to go. Okay. Tracy and then Dean.
I think Dean has a question on this.
Okay, Dean, go ahead.
I guess I thought I heard you say that if the state, it wasn't, the problem was is just that we were exempt. But if the state of Oregon so chose to say that we weren't exempt anymore, but a level two inspection is what would be done on farm trucks, then that would be acceptable. It gets rid of the exemption thing, but a level one, if that's what the state chose to do, then that would be acceptable to the feds getting the 2.3 million or whatever it is. But then I heard you say then no. So,
Mr. Preborn, Mr. Chair, if in the statute there are restrictions, we would oppose that and come right back again. If by plan and policy you do what is appropriate, I mean, you've got one that's about ready to, you know, the whole truck's about ready to roll over and die right there. I want this guy to do a full-blown inspection, make sure that truck doesn't roll over and die on somebody. Normal business operation, it's not one of these that I've seen where the whole trailer held together with binders, you know, the brake drums are missing, and what brakes are on there, you know, might work if it was going uphill.
Would you park the truck and leave it?
Now, there are a few of those out there, and that's when the individual has that authority to say, I'm going to do a level one, I'm going to do a level two, or whatever other levels there are. We just don't say, we can't see where in all of our infinite wisdom, right here in this room, we can say that there's never going to be a chance that inspector on the side of the road should do a level one. But by plan and policy and procedure, we say it is that individual on the side of the road, and where there's room and where there's safety, and that's what they mentioned even in that video. If it's not safe, no, don't. You can't do a level one. It's not safe for the driver. It's not safe for the inspector. And hold it. There are a lot of conditions that can go into that. So, can you by plan and policy and procedure limit that? Most definitely. Can we exclude it? Never.
Kelly, you want to make a further comment,
yeah,
and then Gene?
I want to go with both what they're saying. I think that, following up on what Mike's saying and what Gene said, I think that the statute needs to meet the federal requirements, which says that they're subject to inspection. And within the plan, within the safety plan that we must do in order to get our money, it's a requirement, it's something we have to do, and within rule, you can establish the criteria that lead you to do a level one or lead you to do a level two or something. I think you can try to spell out the kinds of things you'd be looking for that would say, this is beyond the, by the way, the level one's about 25 minutes, the level two's about 15 minutes or less, because it's a walk around. You can, by rule in the plan, say, first of all, this is the sampling we want to look for on these kinds of, you know, these are the kinds of trucks we want to look for, and when you see this and this and this, then you might go from, you know, our policy is you do level two, and if you saw these things, this criteria, this bad thing, the no brake drum or something as you're walking around, then you would want to have that truck do level one. But an officer, you know, the NICSAT partners that are out there, they've already got you pulled over because you've done something wrong by traffic. They're not just pulling you over to be pulling you over, although I know some people think sometimes law officers do, but they don't. You know, you've already sped or followed too close or done some sort of unsafe lane change. They pulled you over.
Fairly.
They're not going to be ever doing a level one because that involves going underneath the truck, and they're never going to do that on the side of the road. Now, they may see something so astronomically dangerous on somebody's truck that they say, oh, my God, did you know you've got, you know, this happening? But they're not going to be doing level one side of the road. They're just not. It's just dangerous.
So the part where we have to be careful here is that to meet the requirement of the federal government, we need to change our statute, but then we have the ability by rule to adopt the criteria by which these types of inspections on farm trucks engaged in interstate commerce only could be inspected. The part we have to be careful with is that criteria by rule doesn't cause them to